in verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I see a receipt full. Amen. Praise God. Love y'all. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this great Sunday. I thank you that it's, we can come together to worship you, Father. We thank you for what you have in store, Father. We are expecting to receive from you, Lord, because we are the blessed of the Lord. And we are blessed to be a blessing. Father, thank you for today. We give you the praise and honor and the glory for this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Are you blessed? Praise God.
All righty. If you'll place your prayer request and visitor information when we do the offering this morning. Next Sunday is special offering day. Next Sunday also daylight savings time begins, so move your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night, okay? Newsletters are out. Please read those. If you are not getting one and you would like to, let Doug know. Give him your address. Brother Jimmy, somebody that can put you on the mailing list. Prayer this afternoon at 5 in the chapel. Youth tonight at 6 o'clock, evening worship at 6 o'clock. Our Wednesday Bible study is at 7 o'clock. The new Sunday school class began today for grades 6 through 12. They met in the TV area in the fellowship hall, and it looked like there were several there. So praise God for that. More coming in for that class. Amen. And then in continuation of the ladies' meeting speakers, tonight we'll have Jackie, Sandy Barnes is going to speak, and Diane Jackson. So you don't want to miss that. That'll be a great thing. Amen. And then we have Brewer Baptist Church is having on Friday, March the 20th, a ladies' night. This is their 22nd year to have this. Guest speaker will be Sonia Williams from Shannon. They will have dinner. Starts at 6 p.m., so they'll have it catered. If you need more information, this will be back on the media table, so just help yourself. And then also a thank you card. It says, thanks so much. Words can say so little when someone has done so much, but I thank you with all my heart. Thank you so much for the donations of clothing and so on when our house burned. But most of all, thanks for the prayers. And that's from my nephew, Zach McKay, and his little girl, Jayanna. And we just thank y'all. That's Joyce's grandson. So thank y'all.
Amen. Ooh, y'all quiet today. Amen. Let's all jump to our feet. Can we do that? God is good. Yeah.
Every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise to our God. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise. To our God, every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God.
To praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody can't do that, you know. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
just a minute. And we're going to sing that, My Life Is Not My Own. To you, Lord, I belong. And just sing that to him one-on-one. Don't worry about who's on your right or left. Just sing it straight to him.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself to you. I give myself away.
Glory to God.
Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
As we sing this song, we sang the song, Lord, we give ourselves to you. We give ourselves to the Savior, to the one that provides for us, to the one that gives us peace of mind. We give ourselves to peace of mind. We give ourselves to be saved. We give ourselves to be healed. We give ourselves to be made whole, because Jesus paid for all of that. He is all of that. If I asked you a question today, if Jesus were on the earth, do you think there would ever be a time that he didn't want to save somebody? Well, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Well, if he were here on the earth today, do you think there'd be a time he didn't want to heal somebody? He wants to heal all the time. What's the problem? You guessed it. It's us. The Holy Spirit is dealing strong this morning. And he is beginning to show us slowly as the fog begins to lift.
light begins to come in after about 40 years. We're catching on. But there should be no, and of course, I'm just singing to the choir, but we should expect God to do magnificent things every time we come together. We should never relegate anything to this time slot, that time slot. I'm telling you, God wants to move. He always wants to move. Let's say it out loud. God always wants to do something. He always wants to do something good for you. He always wants to save. He always wants to heal. He always wants to bless. He always wants to touch you. He always wants to, all the time. And especially when we come together with corporate faith. So, now we've never had a bulletin and we don't brag about anything, but we're going to get better at this. To let God be God. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants to do some things. If you need prayer today for healing in your body, now is the time for you to come up here. Now. What about Jesus? Is he here? Is he ready? Well, is there a healer in the house?
Yes.
Anybody here need prayer? Just make a line right up here, guys, if y'all help them out. I need some usher help. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be. It's great to be here for the rest of us, right? Amen. Amen. So y'all go ahead and sing, and y'all be getting this line formed up here. God's got a word. To the healer today, to the Savior today. Jesus said, is it easier for me to say you've forgiven of your sins or to be healed? It don't matter. He's the one doing both. Amen? Salvation includes healing. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. 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 Guys, y'all just be ready because we're just going to do what the Lord said. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever and forever. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all in line? You need to be in line. Got her? All right.
Life is not my own. To you.
Singing a while ago, girl. I'm telling you, that's pure worship. When you just sing unashamedly like children do. Shame on you, Jimmy. I need to sing like that. Just don't hold anything back. So, I'm so glad you're healed and whole and well. Amen. And you're doing a great job. You're doing so good for Jesus. And He loves you so much. Amen. And I need you to stand behind her and put your sort of behind her, sort of high, right? Your hands right up here, close to her, a little forward. Okay. Now, Father, I pray. The peace of God. Catch her. The peace of God. The peace of God. Your countenance will change. It will glow with spiritual health, spiritual financial help, every way of your life. You're going to glow with the glory of God. Once again, the Holy Spirit arises in you. to bring forth the goodness of God and the joy of the Lord back to you. Strength to you. Understanding and wisdom to you. You might have said, it used to be easier than this. He says, hey, come back to me. I am your strength and your wisdom and your way of going. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I need you again. How you doing, my friend? Yes, you are. Well. Great woman of God here. Put your hand right there if you don't mind. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see a warrior of God completely clothed in the armor of God and in the strength of the Lord and the power of His might. His might, His strength cause you to be undefeated, victorious, strong. And anything in your body, on your body is now instantly healed and removed in Jesus' name. Any negative influence goes in Jesus. What's in you is so much greater than what's in this world. It's not even a contest. Glory be to God. See with the eyes of God, speak with the mouth of God, and the words of God will develop and become reality to you. So glory be to God. Lord God, I speak that her immune system be strong. That you bring healing within her and about her in any and every area of her life. And Lod God, that her feet be shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank you, Lord God. What's up, man? You are. Father, I thank you, Jesus, that your presence makes all the difference. You're the greatest surgeon, the greatest doctor that's ever been. And you're there. You're ahead of her. You've been to the end and come back. You know how it's going to turn out, Jesus. And since she's turned it over to you, it's going to be good. So, Lord, I bind any fear. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. God said, I got you. So don't worry. I'll take care of everything. And I do mean everything. Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, baby. Amen. Amen. We're praying for your knot on your head. He had a collision with somebody. I wonder how the other fella looks. Amen. Praise God. You up here, baby? Okay. Hallelujah. Anything in particular? Okay. Tell her right where it needs to be. All right. Well, Jesus is healing.
Yes, He is.
He's here. And He's healing, right? Never say He's healing me. Look to never say, I've been healed. I am healed. I'm going to stay healed. Amen. Jerry, you're back. Just strong and straight. And this is never going to happen to you again. Right? Right. Every muscle is free of stress and strain in the name of Jesus. The Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing. Jesus, you're the healer. You're the healer. Thank you, Lord, for healing backs. Thank you for healing little knots on hands, too. If that were me, it would probably be a head on a knot. But anyway. Joy, come up! Come up, Joy! Speak! kill yourself. Satan, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. You spirit of depression. You spirit of negative and darkness. We all been there. Lord God, we cast that out. We say no. We stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost within us. I am God's favorite. He loves me more than he loves anybody else. He died for me. He rose again for me. He lives for me today. I am something special. He made something beautiful of my life. And I am beautifully and fearfully made, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father God, I pray that something, that the switch gets turned on in her spirit. Lord God, you turn on the switch. Lord God, she makes that decision. I'm not going to be like this. I'm going to be passive. I'm going to be filled with the joy of God. In fact, the Bible says I am filled with His Spirit. So that means I'm filled with His joy and His peace and His love. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we draw a bloodline around her. Devil, you're gone in Jesus' name. You can't stay around this household. No way. No way. You've got to go. You snuck in here. Now you're going to go out publicly in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray the peace of God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This breaking on. This breaking on. Breaking on from Jesus. He's going. He's going. He's had you like in a suit of armor. You couldn't move. You couldn't express yourself. But now. Put a lid on you. But God puts a covering on you.
And it is covering your will that my life
lid prevents you from being what you're supposed to be. Oh,
sickness can stay any longer. Your perfect love is
for
casting out
for joy,
me.
Love, wisdom. Hearing is whole. Hallelujah. It's clear. It's cleared up in there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Glory be to God forever. Y'all got just a minute for a little teaching? About 30 seconds. If you see someone ministering for healing in line or something like this, and he calls so-and-so up and he talks, then he walks off or she walks off, don't get upset. That person is just operating under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This is not being polite. It's just Jesus is moving. And he says, do this. You got to do that. Okay? So we got Tracy coming, or we do this a lot, you know, even y'all. And well, they need to get them a prayer. They've been standing a long time. Don't worry about it. God hadn't forgot them. But it has to be the right time. There's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. It has to be just right. Amen? And Carol, it's just right for you right now. Glow it. You take it and run with it, girl. Don't you ever let this stuff come on you again. Devil, you get gone in the name of Jesus. You're a warrior, girl. You are a warrior. You cannot be defeated. That needs to be your motto. I cannot be defeated in Jesus. The world has hit you. But you, Jesus overcame the world. And your faith. It's what overcomes the world for you. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are honored in the presence of the King. You can go into His throne room anytime you want to. The world says you can't do things. Jesus said you can do all things through me. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Do you give that word to Him?
Where my help comes from.
Anything. Shoulder. Where's that? Shoulder. The rock
my healer.
Father, in the name of Jesus. By your Spirit. Everybody start praying. By your spirit. Not by our strength. We haven't got anything. Jesus. Oh, there. Jesus is the healer. Right there he is. He's fixing that shoulder, girl. Whoa, it should be burning inside there. Hot. That's just God healing in the Holy Spirit. Whoa, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
And it is your will that my life be healed.
Healing is yours. Oh, hallelujah.
Sickness can't stay.
Do something you couldn't do before. Miss Mary, you ready to get healed? You are ready. You know what? Jesus is ready too.
You are the God of all power.
Now, that's right. That's right. You got it going, girl. You got something to do. Father, her back, her hips, her knees, shoulders, elbows, hands, her fingers, feet, every part of her that moves, her neck. Oh God, we declare to be free, free of pain, free of limit, and we give you praise, Lord. Lord, she declares that she's ready. And Jesus, you declared it on the cross by those stripes on your back. Not only were you ready, you did it. So, Lord God, our faith is in you. Lord God, I thank you that she's free and she'll be moving about as years ago in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's not a future in this situation. It's a future in being free. Jesus gives it to you today in Jesus' name. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your power, renew her mind. Lord, just give her peace and ease. Jesus, her shoulders to be strong.
Better is
amen. What's up, Troy?
Better is wonder in your house. Better is wonder in your court. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your court.
Well, Father, in the
better
name
is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court.
I thank you, Lord.
Thousands
of Lord, not only will he pass it, they'll say, man, he passed with flying colors. You got favor? This is the Lord's doing, and he does it well. To receive. And Lord God, he leaped and praised and worshiped you. Lord God, I thank you for healing and delivering any limitation in her body. And we declare that you've given strength to this ankle, this foot, in her body in Jesus' name. We expect it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for healing this in Jesus' name. He loves you so much, baby. Expect a manifestation of your healing. It's done right now. What's up, Lou? I agree with you. You know what? We just agree with God because he said you're healed. So that's what we agree with, right? And the Bible says two or three agree, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. So we agree on all that, right? So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Blood pressure, you come in line. Blood sugar, you come in line. Like the word of God says it is. Yeah, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I speak to this body in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, bring healing. Just as you saved him and from all his sin, you have saved him and healed him from all his sickness and all his disease and all his weakness in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, I thank you that health and youth are restored him like the eagles in the name of Jesus. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Amen. Expect some good to happen.
This is my daily bread. Your very word.
Let's just worship.
Spoken.
Claim the healing for you. The word of God says it. You just gotta believe. In the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to his shoulders. I speak to his back. I speak to his legs, to his knees. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you manifest your glory. You bring a change about his life. A change for the better. Lord God, give him strength. Lord God, give him freedom.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul, and I can say it is well, 'cause Jesus has overcome.
Let's think about what he's saying. It is time.
And the grave is over.
He's got you in his room. Okay. So let's just together say, thank you. Count it through.
The victory.
Thank you for my answer. Yes. Amen. Wow.
Somebody. 'Cause Jesus has overcome. You believe it?
And the grave is overwhelmed.
The victory's won.
The victory.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That day is here. That day is here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. God is so good. So good. Old song says he's an on-time Jesus. He's always on time. He's always ready. I'm the one that's not ready. Thank God. I want to thank you all for allowing an atmosphere of faith to develop. You know, Jesus himself went to preach one night or one day. He could do nothing there except small miracles. Why? Because they wouldn't believe. We're a house full of believers, right? Amen. The more we believe, the more we're going to receive. Amen. So let's stir up the gift within us. Stir up our faith. Glory be to God. My God is able. He's bringing any problem I could ever have. Glory be to God. I'm a miracle going somewhere to happen. Every day I wake up, glory be to God. The devil has a nervous breakdown. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. That's what the body of Christ needs to be saying. Amen. You got victory every day. Yeah, but let's get that out of the way. We all got challenges. Yes. That's the devil's job. Boy, I got a scripture for you. James says, if you'll humble yourself before God, then you can resist the devil and he has to go. Yes. Right? So stay humble before God. Tell the devil to get off your property, out of your life, out of your business, out of your relationships, out of every area of your life. Tell him to leave now in Jesus' name and do not come back. And let me tell you something. You know what's about to happen? Boom! You're about to be full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, full of joy. You're going to be smiling like you ain't smiled in a long time. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to do that. Okay. We're going to take up the offering now. Oh, you got a word? Okay, come on.
Okay, in 1 Peter 4, it says, therefore, since Christ suffered in the flesh and died for us, arm yourselves like warriors with the same purpose, being willing to suffer for doing what is right and pleasing God. Because whoever has suffered in the flesh, being like-minded with Christ, is done with intentional sin, having stopped pleasing the world. So that he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living for human appetites or and desires, but lives for the will and purpose of God.
Well said.
Very good.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let go and let God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody have suffered anything while you've been born again? Well, sure we have. The world, but look. You got the victory.
Amen.
You got the solution. His name's Jesus. Y'all listen to Diane now. If you don't, we'll be here a long, long time.
Before you thought of,
look
two
at
in the morning I got to work, man, my sour hurt me. My sour hurt me. My sour hurt me. I said, pray, Diane Jackson, pray. Pray, Diane Jackson, pray. By 9 o'clock, I went to running and jumping because my side had quit hurting.
Yes.
Thank you for praying almost every morning, girl. We can pray for ourselves, but it's be a better time for you.
Amen. Yes. You know, last week the word that the Lord gave me was Haggai 2:9, that the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And you know, the enemy comes immediately to steal and kill and destroy and distill the word that was planted in your heart and or in your life. And Suzanne taught this morning on going back, going to the enemy's camp and taking back everything that the enemy has stolen from you. You know, we are taking possession and taking our goods back. The devil, you know, this week, with the coronavirus, that devil is a lie.
Amen.
But because of that stupid virus, I mean, our 401ks have gone to the bottom. I've lost thousands this week. It's coming back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to the enemy's camp and we're going to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us.
Amen.
I'm a tither. I'm a giver. Yes. He says if I give, he'll give it back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. He'll cause man to give unto my bosom. So I call back every bit of them thousands of dollars back into my 401k.
Amen.
My latter years are going to be greater than my former years. I am the head and I am not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. And I can't go under for going over.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Word of God Amen. Is true.
Amen.
The word of God is true.
Yes, it is.
I don't care what the devil has tried to come and steal from us.
Yeah.
We take authority. He says we've been given all authority over the power of the enemy. So you better get up off your buns and take authority.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else going to take authority for
That's
you.
Right.
You got to rise up.
That's right.
You got to rise up and go to the enemy's
right.
camp and take back what the enemy has stolen. He has stolen your dreams. He has stolen your businesses. He has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God said, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly.
More abundant.
So I speak abundance over
Amen.
Us.
Amen. That's
we
it.
Will prosper and we will be in good health. And we are overcomers.
Yes.
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 You got something to say?
I do.
All right. Go ahead. On.
It's amazing what a wonderful example it is about the stock market going down. The whole thing driving that is not the virus. It's the fear of the virus. If they would never even mention that word, nothing would have changed. Grow, but that's what happens to you and to me when I start speaking fear. If I keep speaking faith, it keeps growing.
Yes.
It keeps going.
Yes.
Because I'm in abundant life.
Yes.
That thief came, but let me tell you,
yes.
he can't come near me. Right. Not near my dwelling, glory be to God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I'm not
yes.
living in fear. I walk by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm going to prophesy something to you right now. All of you that are looking involved in this, only CD I got is kind of listen to. But anyway... You take authority over that.
Amen.
Do not participate in that. You're above that.
Amen.
Your economy is connected to the
yes.
kingdom of God,
Lord.
Not the earth.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
It's coming in so fast
yes.
that it can't stop.
Yes.
You're on the promises of God. You're not on the promise of the stock market.
That's right.
Amen? Now, we
yes.
like God's going to bless the stock market just for you. But
yeah.
we got to be wise. We got to speak the word of God and say, glory be to God. We're going to turn this thing
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
Just what she did. Amen.
Yeah.
So come and give. Look, look, look. Is anybody here could stand more money?
Yeah.
Well, if you'll give today, God's going to give you more money.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Amen.
He said give.
Give.
I'll give
be
it back.
Good measure.
Press down,
shake again, running over. Shall man get, you're going to get a better job. Somebody's going to walk up to you and hand you some money. Let me tell you, I'm not talking 20s and 30s. I'm talking $1,000. I'm talking $10,000. Let me tell you what, you're going to have what you believe. If you believe it for nickels, you're going to get nickels. If you believe for 100, you're going to get 100. If you believe for 1,000, if you believe for houses, if you believe whatever it is, God's got it. Let me tell you something. If he's willing to save you today, he's willing to heal your finances today, because it's all in that one word. Salvation, zozo is a Greek word for it. It's all in there. You have been made whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken, but it all works on my faith.
Yeah.
If I don't believe him for it, put action to it.
Yeah.
Corresponding action with the word of God. Act like it. I give like I got money. I give like a millionaire. Glory be to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We got, I don't know about y'all, but I got some seed in the ground. He said, sow and you'll reap.
Amen.
And I've sown, I've done what he's told me to do, and I'm going to reap. I don't care what it looks like. The devil is a lie. I don't care what it looks like. I am blessed, good
yes.
measure, pressed
yes.
down, shaken together, and running over. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper, hallelujah,
Amen.
And against y'all either. Father, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. And I speak grace. I speak increase, O over this congregation. We are givers and we are sowers. And I thank you, God, that we're not going to faint, but we're going to reap. In Jesus' name. Now come and give in faith, believing that, you're the enemy.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me.
Well, I
took back what he stole from me.
Well, I
went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. Yes, I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet.
Hey, do y'all know where the enemy's camp is? Does anybody know? Right here. Words. So take it back with your mouth. Amen. We're taking it back today, God. We're not having it in our lives, in our lives of our kids. We have authority in the name of Jesus. So we're taking it back, devil. You hear us, we're taking it back.
Yeah.
We got it.
I took it back.
We got it.
I got it.
We got it today. He has defeated foe.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's give our praise team a big hand clap. And now let's give the Lord Jesus one. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. You're the Savior. You're the healer. You're the provider. You're my peace of mind. You're everything that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I guess y'all know we're going to have a dance. They don't normally dress like this, but we're so glad they are. So we'll let them come and everybody get situated. Give our praise team a time, a moment or two to get to their seats. I thought we had come to a knife fight today. All these weapons laying up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's good, isn't he? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad to be healed. I feel better. I look better. I know it's faith, but you got to speak it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, ladies. Lord, we pray for this dance that is spiritual, Lord God, will feed our souls. Amen.
Terrible day. Leaders From the sound of the Lion of Judah. roaring again. There's a new generation arising, a nameless, faceless, placeless tribe. All they fear is the fear of the Lord. All they hear is the Lion of Judah.
Let's give him a big hand clap. Whoa. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. I wonder who that might be. Thank you, Mike. God's good. It's been a great day. We've been to the enemy's camp. We took it back.
Amen.
Took it all back.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you that we're not weak. We're strong in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are indeed raising up an army. And that you indeed are blessing the church. And the church is not here to participate with the world. It's here to dominate the world. We are the head, not the tail. So in the name of Jesus, no fear will rule us. We'll not bend and we'll not bow. Newscasters say this, they say that. But my newscaster is the Word of God.
Yes.
He says everything's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
And this does not make you to be just not responsible for things. But you put it in the hands of God. That's the greatest place you could ever do anything. And then let Him lead you. But we're not participating in fear. Amen? Glory to God. Coronavirus is under our feet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wow, what a day. It's great to be healed, great to be saved, great to be in the family of God, great to be in church, great to be in this body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, by direction of the Holy Spirit, I dismiss us in the name of Jesus that keeps us intact, keeps us increased, keeps us healed, makes us whole, blesses us, saves us from the curse of the law. We leave and we return tonight to worship you some more, to learn of you. And Lord, I lift up each speaker tonight. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Lord God, I ask for your anointing on these three ladies as they speak tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, one more thing of business. All the ladies, please stand up. All ladies, if all females, stand up. If you don't feel like a female today, just stay in your seat. But the Holy Spirit asked me to do this back earlier. We just, under the direction of the Holy Spirit again. The Lord says to tell you, thank you, ladies. Thank you. You do know that Jesus was born from a lady. Right? So you have a pretty special place in His heart. Amen. And all the abuse that females have experienced from history to this day, you've overcome. By the word of the Lamb, by the word of His testimony, the blood of the Lamb, you are victorious, more than conquerors. And the Lord wanted you to be acknowledged today. And He says, thank you. Thank you. All you've done is not in vain. Isn't it cool that God would speak to us in such ways? You may be seated, ladies. Now, all we men, we need to pray that God do something like that for us. Now, we don't want to have a baby, that's for sure. No. Father, I thank you. Lord, with your love and your power and your victory, Lord God, we leave and we return. We go to our destinations, and when we get there, you'll already be there. And we'll live in your glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. And we're so glad that Steph's with us today. I know we're so glad. Caroline Clark's real glad because she's been keeping the baby all week just about. So anyway, but it's always good to see Steph. She's doing great things in Boston. And hallelujah. So we're all going to come up during the summer, right? Stay at her house. Y'all can go now. Thank you. Love you a lot. Tell somebody love them before you go.